And so now we just find this beautiful space of peace. The peace at the center of all of the activity. And we think back on the reading that Duke shared with us, where the woman asked Abraham, "Was the feeling of the kiss on my cheek when my grandfather made his transition, was that real? Or did I make that up?" And Abraham said, "It was real." That we are accompanied all through life. They concluded that there's a whole lot of kissing going on. Angels and loved ones, guidance and sharing. That there is a whole unseen world as well as a seen world. And that we are accompanied by our non-physical friends, our ancestors, and those who have gone before us, as well as our physical friends in this lifetime, as well as our fur-faced family members that go with us where we go. We are ever accompanied. We are never alone. There is no time when we are alone. And so when we feel alone, we are making a mistake. There is something beyond here that we can and do connect with when we simply relax and breathe and listen. As we stay open to that beauty, to that wonder, to that power that is infinite and eternal, we are not either physical or non-physical. We are simultaneously physical and non-physical. We are simultaneously finite and infinite. We are simultaneously eternal and temporal. So the nature of who we are is expansive. The nature of who everyone else is expansive. And so as we learn to relax and connect with that infinite nature within us, we learn to connect with that infinite nature that is within everyone, everywhere, the oneness. There is only one, one mind, one star, one life, one love, one light. We are that light, and the infinite light, the infinite love, the infinite spirit is ever connected with us in that light, in that love, in with us. And so we begin to feel accompanied, loved, cherished even. We are blessed by that non-physical nature, by the infinite spirit, by that loving Father, by God, however you phrase it, we are loved, we are blessed, we are guided, and we can listen for that guidance. We can feel for that impulse. We can take action on that inspiration. We can feel an aha of our minds, that brand new thought, that inspired thought. We can feel that ah of our hearts. We can feel moved, sometimes even to tears, by the opening of our heart to that divine love that is so much greater than we know from our purely physical perspective. We might love one other, or two others, or five others, or 25 others, but there is a love within us that loves it all, that loves us all, that is love itself. And so we breathe and connect with that infinite love, and we allow that love to become more conscious, to move to the foreground what is always, ever in the background, and allow ourselves to feel loved, to feel comforted, to lean into that beautiful spirit, that beautiful warmth, that wonderful support that is ever present for us, in us, as us. We allow ourselves to feel that infinite presence that is always here. And sometimes it's just an intellectual exercise. It was for me at first. I didn't feel it. But as I settled into it, and decades passed, more and more I could feel the love. I could feel the light. I could know this energy that is ever present for us. I could feel the serenity and the tranquility that underlies all of the activity, all of the seeming chaos. Underneath all of that, there is this beautiful well of peace. And we can allow ourselves to sink into that peace at the center in any moment and feel the beautiful support, the spirit. Our lives are blessed and we are loved. And no matter what's going on, that infinite love ever exists within us, and we can turn to it for comfort, for relaxation, for rest. And so let's just take a few moments now to rest in spirit, to allow Source to love us, to feel how blessed we are in our lives.